Hey guys, we have an awesome episode with special guest Tucker Max. We talk about why you should keep your mouth shut about hookups. Check it out.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh yeah.
Hey ladies and gentlemen, this is Yamanika here from Ranting and Raving with Yamanika and Chloe Side Eye Chris. And you can check us out November the 11th at 9 p.m. on Caroline's on Broadway. Please go to carolines.com to get your tickets because we are part of the New York Comedy Festival. Hope to see you there.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Every Tuesday, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. If you're a new listener, if this is your first time listening, I just want to thank you for getting involved. I hope you enjoy. If you're an old listener, thank you for being an old listener. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a fraternity brother, a sorority sister. Keep spreading the word. Someone tweeted at me today that they heard their 49-year-old mom listening. Literally got hard on the train. Literally hearing that. A 49-year-old
the
mom.
The mom or you?
Both of us.
Together.
She got wet. I got hard. It was great. Super excited about today's guest. It's very cool to have you here. Tucker Max, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You guys, in Tucker, you have a new book that's out.
Yes.
Called Mate.
Right.
Become the Man Woman Wants.
Right.
Explain it in one sentence.
If you're not doing well with women, read the book and you'll do better.
There it is. Fucking awesome. Okay, so go do that. Listen, and that's what this podcast is all about. We're happy that you're here.
Uh-huh.
It's a thrill for me because do you feel like a part, like TFM, Total Frat Move, Barstool, there's all these like Bro Bible, there are these guy-centric sites and worlds out there. Do you feel like these are your babies a little bit?
You know, I don't know. No. I mean, maybe, maybe not. Like, I feel like if I take credit for it, it's obnoxious and ridiculous.
I hear you.
And if
yeah.
I'm like, oh no, I had no impact, that's also not true, so... it's sort of like you let other people write the history.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. I'd be like, yeah, you're responsible. There's a whole world out there, this stuff. And it just feels like there's more and more every day. You know, I hear what you mean. Like, it's tough to not be like...
I honestly have no idea
how
responsible I am or not. I really don't. Because I just lived my life and I wrote this stuff and then what happened happened.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the one that's... I'm not coming after me. That's somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, so...
It's an interesting thing to think about. Like, the timing, you know, the internet comes in and then it all just there. But we're really excited to have you on, man. We're going to do some emails. We're going to give some advice. Let's get into it, right?
Yep.
Guys, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I've been getting... Here's what really tickles my balls, okay? I'm on Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat?
I hate Snapchat so much. Of course I'm on it, but I hate it.
I love it. Okay? It is. You're a married guy.
Yeah, I'm married now. That's why it's annoying.
I think single is like
it's
the
totally
way to
different.
Be.
Yeah. Totally
so timing again. So yeah. I, being a single guy on Snapchat, I get... So I've been saying to people, send me your shits or tits.
Right.
Hoping for tits, and I get a lot of shits.
Of course.
Okay? And what it's developed into... is that I get sent people sending me them listening to the podcast, and I love it. JTrain56, right. You can find me there. Are you Tucker Max on Snapchat?
Probably.
Are you?
I don't know.
Okay, so what I do is that people will send me their shits and be like, love the podcast, which is so cool.
Do you ever get shit and tit together?
I've gotten one girl that sent me her
like
shitting.
Rubbed poop across her
poop
tits?
On the tit.
That would be amazing.
And it just said, hey, J-Train
she
and poop.
Just put Nutella. No one would know the difference.
I guess so. Nutella with a little bit of peanuts inside of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, but what's cool now is now I'm getting people, it's becoming, like it keeps upping the ante. Now I've had people sending me them shitting while listening to the podcast,
uh-huh.
You know, saying, hey, J-Train, what's up? So guys, keep sending those in. I love when you guys send me you listening to the podcast. It's really cool. I'm happy
like
to get involved.
You like dude poops. Is that what you're saying?
Just really into dude poops. That's what I want.
Okay.
That's my message today.
Just want to make sure I was hearing
that listen,
right.
Tucker, if I want to get one thing, I want you to remember me in one way. It's that J-Train loves a dude poop. Do your buddies ever, you guys ever send each other shit pictures?
No, dude.
No?
No, we
never.
Don't.
I feel like that's a thing.
No?
What was like the grossest thing that you and your buddies used to do in college?
Oh, my God. See, well, it's funny is I went to University of Chicago, which is like the worst nerd school.
Okay.
So college was very tame. Law school was crazy for me.
Where'd you go to law school?
At Duke.
Okay.
That was where it kind of went nuts.
I have a good friend that went to Duke Low.
I wonder what the grossest, man, I wasn't into like, oh, let's throw poop at my friends or let's like look at each other's junk. That never made sense to me.
Yeah,
I
you
was
were less like, monkey.
No, there were two things that mattered to me.
Okay.
Sex, generally with girls, hopefully, mm-hmm. and then alcohol. I didn't give a shit. The rest of the stuff was like.
The rest was just whatever. So I mean,
never made sense to me.
You never like fucked with a buddy, like just like.
I fucked with people all the time, but gross stuff. Like we weren't like, oh yeah, let's put his toothbrush in our butt and then take pictures or whatever. Like
you didn't do the toothbrush butt thing. That was our thing. We used to do shitboxing. We shitbox rooms in my fraternity. We would take a pizza box, take a shit in the box, and then put it under their bed and see how long it took them to realize.
No, there's a level above that that's worse.
Okay,
I did do this in college actually. I stapled. This guy was a total douche. The worst, and so we stapled a pork chop underneath his desk, like at the bottom, right?
Okay,
and it was one of those old school wood desks at the University of Chicago. And pork smells after about 3 weeks way worse than shit.
Really?
Oh, dude, rotten pork.
This is devious.
Oh, it was so bad. He had to move out of the room, and then like people on both sides of him left. It was like
so.
Was
he's walking around being like, I don't know what the smell is.
Oh,
and you're just sitting there like, oh my god.
Infected his clothes, and he had to move out. Like he went and stayed in a hotel.
There is nothing worse than someone saying to you,
why do
smell.
You smell bad?
Why do you smell? My friend, I was just in Minneapolis staying with a couple friends, and I'm sitting there, and I'd been wearing the same socks for a week, and they're like, something smells like Cheetos. You smell like Cheetos. And I'm sitting there being like, I literally went into myself. I was like, I don't smell like Cheetos. Please,
you
should have
just got a bag
me.
Of Cheetos. Yeah, yeah. Eat them like that's what it is.
And then someone always turns and like gets mad about it. Yeah. And you're like, listen, I don't want this to happen. You know,
they're like, well, change your fucking socks.
And then I changed them. And when it's over, let's get over it. You know, you want it to just calm down.
You
ever
could
fart?
Wear wool socks, dude.
Oh, I don't do wool. I don't. But then they feel weird on your feet. You ever fart and someone gets mad at the fart and you're like, what? Are you never farted before? That pisses me off.
Yeah, my wife gets. I always like wave it at her.
Yeah,
fart.
And she's like
to make
angry.
Sure I'm healthy because yeah. She's like a nurse practitioner. So I'm like, you got to make sure
she
I'm
knows
healthy.
Good fart from bad fart. Who does? If she doesn't, who does?
Of course. I mean, what are you supposed to do if you love someone? You smell their farts.
Yes.
Make sure they're healthy.
Sometimes you know you go look at my shit. That's the original shit pick.
I don't know about that.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails. They get better and better every week. Here with Tucker Max. So pumped to have you here. Let's fucking do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This one is called The Word Cute.
Okay.
Okay. You guys are awesome. I literally walk around with my headphones listening to this bomb-ass shit. But on to what I want to say. I have a girl I've been seeing, and she seems to think that I am just the cutest thing ever. All the time. You're so cute. I feel like a child when she says it. Do I have...
Is it his grandmother?
She pinches his cheek, and he's like, why is this making me hard? You know, do I have to do some dad shit, or do I just take it as a compliment? Thanks, guys. Hope this makes a podcast. I'll be listening as always. What do you think he does?
He says I've been seeing her. Are you fucking her or not? If you're fucking her, who cares? If you're not...
Get over it.
Right. Then move on to the next girl.
Getting too offended by anything is just not hot.
I don't understand what the issue is.
I bet you he's a little guy.
He's just a little guy trying so hard.
He's a little cute guy, and nobody wants to be called what they are.
If I'm fucking her, I don't honestly care what she calls me. Although I probably wouldn't like it if she called me rapist or thief or something.
Yes,
like, yelled as the cops were going by.
You don't want to be called what you are, right. You know?
But like, who cute, handsome? Who gives
I hear what you're saying. I think he's taking it personally. Like when you have someone, if you are thinking you might be feeling overweight and someone calls you fat, it ruins your month.
Right. You're sensitive about
You're sensitive about it. So it sounds like he's
then
sensitive.
Lose weight, fatty.
Get it out of here.
Right.
That's a good point. You know, that's how I tell, you know, that's what you should always say to someone who's dealing with weight issues.
Right.
Lose weight, fatty.
Yeah, even if they're not.
That's what Julian Michaels does on that Biggest Loser show. You know?
What a pleasant person, Julian
right?
Michaels. Ugh.
Have you ever, I mean, like, I understand where he's coming from. If I'm him.
Right.
You and I agree with you. If you're coming... Don't fucking make a. Don't even say a word. Be the cute guy. Own it.
Or just say, bitch, don't call me cute again. Or whatever. Whatever the fuck you want. I don't understand, like.
I'm not saying don't call me cute. Because at that point,
This is not a problem. This is the definition of ridiculous first world white people problems.
Welcome to the TFM podcast. This could be called First World Problems if we really wanted to change the name. You kidding me? This is the story of my life.
The Trader Joe's.
Yeah, this is this is my life.
We're going to clip that and put that in the intro.
Yeah, that should be the intro. I mean, but I understand what he's saying. If a girl's just like, you're so cute, and taps you on the top of the head, like...
Well, if she's got your penis in her mouth, who cares?
I get, yeah, that's a good point. So, I mean, if you're coming, don't make a big deal out of this. You know, get past it.
Right.
If you're not, then you need
move
to...
move on to a girl you are fucking.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah. Why are you hanging out with the girls calling you cute, not fucking you?
Well, that's
unless
probably...
she's introducing you to girls that you're fucking. I don't really understand.
If someone introduced you to their friends, like what if a girl came, it was like, hey, you got to meet my... No, it's all in how they say it.
Right.
If they said, you got to meet, oh, this is my really cute friend, Tucker Max.
Right.
You're like, all right, there we go. She just set me up to slam this thing down. Mm-hmm. But if she looked at you and was like, guys, isn't he cute? Like your penis is...
Yeah.
Cut in half.
That would not be the best.
How would you handle that?
It depends on the girl, but
yeah.
Knowing me, I would figure out what her deepest weakness was and hammer it for 45 minutes.
So you take her cute.
Oh, dude, that's
have you ever done that to someone?
Have I ever found someone's weakness and hammered it relentlessly until I broke them psychologically?
You said
once or twice.
I like
once
that you looked twice. At me like I'm insane for acting asking such a question.
Yes, once or twice. That's always the way.
That's called the Tucker Max. I'm sorry, I didn't
you
even look it up.
You can't if you argue I'm not cute, then immediately the discussion is whether you're cute or not. So that's the frame. The frame is cute. You've already lost,
okay.
Right? So you've got to reset the frame. And so it's got to be like you've got to. It depends on the girl, but if she's overweight, be like, you know, like then start talking about her weight. If it's whatever she's sensitive about,
yeah.
Go at, right? And then the frame becomes talking about her issues and not yours.
Yeah, you want to flip the script.
Right. Well, that's one way to do it. There's a million other ways, but you can't.
The way I'd play it, I'd just show up dressed as a baby. I'd go full cute. So I'm in, you know, I'm wearing a diaper, huge lollipop, you know, a bonnet. And then I'm so cute. That I've owned it
does
so hard. Yeah.
With girls.
Everyone wants
so
to fuck a baby. This is, come on, who's,
true.
Who's not trying to get with babies?
You wouldn't believe how many fucking girls come up with
coochie,
my son.
Coochie, coo.
Oh my God, I go to Whole Foods with my son and it's like, get the fuck away from him, you skank.
Well, this is, isn't that true?
It is.
TFM
but he's an actual baby. He's not a grown man well, with hair on his back pretending to be a baby.
I get my back waxed. But tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com here with Tucker Max. Go check out his book, Mate, Become the Man Women Want. Awesome book if you're looking to get chicks. Halloween hookup. Do you have a favorite Halloween of yours?
Man, Halloween was the best. It's funny. It's when you get old and have kids, Halloween's the worst. Ugh, you hate
it. It's a responsibility.
Oh, right. It's something you have to do.
Yeah.
When you're like 25, it's the greatest thing on earth.
Totally. I mean, my apartment, they put up in my apartment building, like, who's giving out candy this year? And I don't have a kid. I live with my brother. I was just like, fuck these kids. I'm getting hammered. You know?
Give out little liquor bottles like on the airplane.
Though. I actually, 2 years ago, I put
that
on...
That wouldn't cause any problems at all.
2 years ago, I put on Instagram that it was like, I can't believe I became one of those houses. And I put out a bowl of all mini vodkas with like, please only take one.
That's pretty good.
You can find me on Instagram, Jared Freed, JaredFreid. Halloween hookup. What's up, Jay Strange? I go to a large school in the Southwest and we ended up throwing a racer for Halloween. I think he meant Rager for Halloween.
Yeah.
One of my good friends I've known since high school walks in and let me tell you, she's a solid 987. Now, Tucker, we have a rating system here on the podcast. It's the area code method I had friends that used in the past. Face, body, personality.
Right.
So 987, that's a get, as we say in the biz. When she came in, she comes straight over to me and we start dancing. We're both a little drunk. The dancing becomes very sexual.
What was she dressed as? That's the most important question on Halloween.
I totally agree. Right. He's...
This guy's a terrible storyteller.
I immediately just pictured Angel white lingerie for some reason.
Yeah, so I went devil. Yeah. Why did I go devil? You went Angel.
I went slutty kitty cat.
Slutty kitty cat. I mean, that's if it's not worth saying, slutty kitty cat is really the...
Slutty
the,
blank.
Yes.
Assume slutty.
She wore ears of some sort and had a nose thing. Right. We're both a little drunk and the dancing becomes very sexual. She turns around, grabs me, and we start making out. I was a little skeptical about keeping it going because when I last saw her, she had a boyfriend of over a year. Everyone that saw it was freaking out because they thought she had just cheated on her boyfriend. She walks away. About 20 minutes later, she walks back up to me and whispers, I'm single. That's a funny thing to whisper.
If this email doesn't end in sex, there's a problem.
We just go at it. Apparently, her and her boyfriend broke up the day before.
Uh-huh.
We ended up making out in the middle of the dance floor for quite a while. I have feelings this wasn't just to get over her boyfriend, because even when she wasn't single, we always had this vibe that we were both attracted to each other, but she's not the type of girl to cheat. My question is, how do I go about seeing if this can go any further without it being too soon after her breakup?
Did he write this in the middle of the fucking dance?
I guess so, man.
He just went in the bathroom and put it on his phone?
Well, he's like, what do I do next? I got this boner. How do I use it? And taking too long where I end up being in the friend zone because she thinks I'm not interested. Thanks a lot. The podcast is the only thing.
You already fucked it up. She walked into your apartment, started dancing with you, grinding on you, making out with you, and you don't know what to do next.
Make the move.
Put your penis inside of
her. Here's the thing. We get in our heads too much about who's the boyfriend, who's not the boyfriend, is she single? He's got to act. Just act as if. You know, act as if she is there to hook up with you. Why would
she doesn't want to have sex, she'll stop you at some point, which is fine. Then stop.
Totally.
No, but when... Listen, women don't accidentally start grinding on you and kissing you, usually. Mm. I mean, that's happened once or twice to me in Whole Foods. Just comes up, starts dating.
Back at Whole Foods.
Oh, I thought you were my husband. Dude, those are my exciting trips now at Whole Foods.
I mean, well, if she's coming in for the kill, you got to let it happen.
She did like came to your apartment, walked directly up to you, started grinding with you, making out with you.
It's funny to think.
Do I have to hold your dick for you when you piss, too?
Well, it's also like he is... he's trying to be such a stand-up guy where he's going around the whole party being single?
What's...
She just said everything she needs to say.
She said I'm single.
Even before that, why does he have to recheck?
Well, unless boyfriend or ex-boyfriend is his buddy, it's not his job to enforce the integrity of their relationship.
Totally agree.
It's her job.
Yes.
And if she's single, not single, doesn't matter.
Well, I think what happens in the petri dish of a college or a high school, you know, once you get out into you graduate, you realize the world is a much bigger place and you can't police it all. When you're in college, I do understand the thought of like, everyone's going to know.
Yeah, well, that's why I got more ass than you.
That's why. That's the name of the next book.
Of course they're going to know, and that's a good thing. If you fuck that girl.
It's like peeing on the tree.
If you sleep with that girl and then you shut the fuck up about it and let everyone else talk their gibberish, when people ask you, hey, listen, I don't know. Whatever happens between us is between us, and that's her. If you want to ask her. That's her business. I'm not going to spread her business. You say that, and every single one of her friends is going to be fucking you, too.
Totally.
It took me about 5 years to learn that lesson, that the more I shut up, the more ass I got. But once I learned that, it was like fucking magic.
That is the name of this episode, by the way, because that is such good advice. It is amazing. If you just... girls want cagey guys. You know, they want to know that, like, all their shit isn't going to be aired everywhere. Mm-hmm. You're just, and it is a classy move to be unclassy. You know, just let it happen. Let it breathe. And that's kind of where he's at. He's wondering, does she have the boyfriend? If he just shut up and just let it go.
I'm so disappointed.
He'd look manly.
I can't even deal with the rest of it. I don't understand. Like, he didn't sleep. That's what's crazy. I can't.
But he's also missed an opportunity. Because she's not coming back, I don't think.
She moved on to whoever, the dude who's going to fuck her.
Well, or the back to the ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing with what happens is when a girl breaks up and then the next day is trying to hook up, she's trying to get over the boyfriend. I know you think it's not happening, but it is happening.
Yes.
And the thing is, if you don't capitalize, just like Tucker's talking about, then she's going to go back and be like, I don't have
or
that boyfriend.
Or she left that party and went and found the dude who would fuck her.
Who would
night.
Do it. Yeah, one to get it out other. Of the system.
Right. Listen, guys, pay attention to woman's behavior. If she's shy and reticent, she's not grinding with you, probably doesn't want to fuck you that night, okay?
It's going to be a mountain to climb.
If she comes to your apartment, walks directly up to you, throws her pussy against your leg, says, I'm single in your ear,
pussy leg throw,
making out with you, the only thing left for her to do is put up a fucking neon sign that says, put your penis in me, you fucking
pussy.
And
the next day, she's going to be without that boyfriend cocoon. And she's going to go, it's cold out here in the real world.
Or
she's going to go back to the boyfriend.
I actually
want to
know what happened that night. How did that event not lead to sex? Like, he's like, all right, well, tomorrow we'll talk more about this. Like, how exactly did sex not happen?
If the guy's listening right now, send in an email titled Halloween Hookup Post Story. And we'll get into it next week.
Fuck.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I love that we brought Tucker Max on to just get mad at the listeners. He just came on. He's like, I can't.
15 minutes.
Yeah. I just, how is everyone not fucking?
I don't understand.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Shitting where I eat. You ever hooked up with a work?
That's why that in every bathroom on Earth, it says employees must wash hands when they leave bathroom.
That's why.
Yes.
It's the only reason. Yes. Dude, need your help. Not sure if you remember this, but last summer you answered one of my emails on the podcast with Nori Davis, ingeniously titled How to Fuck a Full-Timer as an Intern. So he was interning, trying to fuck someone to work there.
Right.
One sentence summary, I was interning, had a big crush on my hot intern mentor, thought I was getting some vibes, needed advice. Well, I just started working full-time at the same company a few months ago. Turns out I was right. She's definitely into me. Last weekend, we made out drunk at a bar, and I took her back to my apartment. Thing is, when we got to the bed and started getting hot and heavy, she jumped up, said, I can't do this, ran out of the apartment. Oh my, Jared, oh me undies. She texted me after she left saying, it's not going to happen. You don't even know me that well. This was my mistake. I was drunk with a raging boner, so I sent her several texts explaining I did know her well, and it wasn't a mistake.
Oh,
Tucker,
amateur.
Just,
he was doing so well.
He
had it off the amateur cliff.
Yeah, he began groveling.
I mean, I've made the same mistake. So I'm still going to get very angry at him.
To which she never replied. So that she didn't reply. So that was probably a mistake, huh? I saw her at the office once last week, and she avoided eye contact, and it was pretty awkward. I texted her the other day with an inside joke to start a conversation, but she also didn't respond. Question is this. What do I do moving forward? I like her. She's hot, and I'd be interested in hooking up with her, dating her, but I don't really know how to play it. I'm in the same department as her, but I never really see her and don't want to text her after she ignored me. So, I'm worried she thinks I was too aggressive and just kind of creeped out. And that I kind of blew the opportunity. I know you shouldn't really hook up with people you work with, but it's a small city, and I don't know a ton of people, and fuck you, I like her. Thanks for any help you can give. Your advice last summer helped me get a job and make out with hot girls, so I trust you completely. What do you think, Tucker?
Have you ever dropped an egg?
Dropped an egg?
Right. Just dropped it on the ground?
Yeah.
Did you try and put it back together?
No.
What did you do?
I threw that shit out.
Bingo.
He's gonna throw it out.
Well, so sort of, maybe not. But here's the thing. So as soon as
I love that egg stuff.
He was doing great until she left, which wasn't his fault. I'm assuming he did nothing wrong. He probably didn't. As soon as she had some issue with this,
she had
pretty
had a moment where she was like, "Oh my god, this is someone I work."
Right. There's some power dynamic at work. Blah blah. Whatever. Who cares? So at that point, there's only one way to play this.
Okay.
It's to be totally cool and understanding and accepting.
I get it.
100%
No problem.
Totally understand. No problem at all. Sorry for even putting you in that situation. No problem. And just totally as if it does.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
I totally agree. You know what it's like, and you would know this better than me. You have a kid.
Hmm?
When you're a little kid and you run away from home and your parents don't go, come back. They go, bye bye. Have fun on vacation in Ohio.
I'm a 15-month-old, so I don't.
Okay,
really do
so
that
you'll
yet.
Get to this point, and he'll get in his power wheels,
right.
And he'll try and drive down the block, and he'll have a moment where he'll realize this is pretty fucking stupid, and he'll turn the power wheels around and come back home, and it's exactly what you're saying.
Right,
there's nothing you can do. The kid will come back, but you just got to play it. Have a nice trip. So sorry it didn't work out, and I hear what you're saying.
Right, you've got to. When a woman's in a situation like that, whatever, I mean, you can...
And I get her.
Of course, there's a totally understandable why she was freaked out for any number of reasons, right?
Totally agree.
A similar situation is you go home with a girl and she decides, I have a boyfriend or I don't want to do this. I barely know you, whatever, right? And she's like, I want to make out with you, but I don't want to have sex, right?
Yes.
And so what most guys do, and I used to do for a long time, and it's the stupidest thing you can do, is either get whiny or try and persuade. And all that does is make it 100 times harder.
And
right?
creepier.
You've got to go the creepy, of course.
Yes.
You've got to go the opposite way.
Yes.
And you've got to say, all right, and first off, it helps if you mean it, obviously. Yeah. But just be like, listen, I totally understand. Respect your decision. No problem. Mm-hmm. We can chill. Whatever. And if you do that, then that's your only shot for it to actually go in a good direction, both morally and sexually.
Totally.
The only shot.
Because what you're doing, because really what the person's saying is, I'm uncomfortable.
Yes.
And, you know, this is straddling that line of like, You know, we're not even saying that they're uncomfortable in a bad way. Everyone's uncomfortable. We're just saying
it doesn't matter why. It's their right to be uncomfortable for totally. Any reason.
And if she's uncomfortable, you're going to be uncomfortable. So, you know, pushing that is never going to be the fun way to go. You're getting that boner sweat. It's when they can see the little dribble down your side of your head.
It's both unethical and ineffective. It doesn't work for anyone for any reason. I get why, especially a young guy, you get like, oh God, you're just a penis. That's all you are,
totally.
Right? I get it. But if you can show the woman that you understand, you don't even have to really understand. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if you can respect her decision and be cool with it, then you're immediately 10 times more attractive to her.
You're upsold as a person because now you're not just some guy who met her out and just wants to blow his load.
Exactly.
You know, you want to blow her load with a top hat on. You know?
But no, it's more like to make a joke, to put it in a funny way. It's like... she's realizing, okay, he doesn't just want to, he doesn't look at me as just a place to put, he doesn't look at me as like a cum dumpster. He looks at me like a place to put his load, but I'm also a person too.
Yeah.
You know? But it's also true.
It's his sock.
Right.
You know, not just some other sock.
And like, I mean, it's like, it's funny, but it's also.
But I hear what you're saying because, and it also, what's going to feel good? Think about it as a guy. What's going to feel good? The girl who's like, I don't know. And then you do it and then you're like, ugh. Why would I do such a thing?
No.
What's going to feel good is, I hear you.
It's cool.
Go on. Run along, young toddler. Find the world out there, and you're going to see that this world's pretty good in the end. TFM.
Or if it's not, then that's fine.
And it doesn't work out, there'll be other fish
to fry. There's plenty of other girls.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast.
But going forward, the best thing he can do is honestly just leave her alone and ignore her. At some point at a social situation, they'll probably have a chance to talk.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is don't bring it up. Don't sweat her. Let her get comfortable. If she brings it up, just say, you know what? It's totally cool. I understand why you did what you did. I'm not one bit mad.
It's kind of like a Back to the Future moment. You know, you have to go and reassess what you guys had in common in the first place to even move forward to the new thing.
Right.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Tucker Max is here. This is fantastic. This is amazing. You're like a guru.
I've done this once or twice.
I know.
I've been around this block.
That's why you guys all got to go buy the book, Mate, Become the Man Women Want. Okay, go check it out. Let's go to Best Friend. Actually, where are you from originally?
Kentucky.
You're from Kentucky?
Bumfuck, awful, awful place.
And then you went to Chicago?
Yeah, I was Chicago for undergrad,
And you were there for undergrad. So this person asks, Dearest Jay Mano, so I'm planning on going away for college next year. None of my friends will be there except one who I'll be rooming with. I want to visit home as I have a lifetime of friends that I'll be leaving behind. However, I still want to get as involved as possible in the university life in the best party town in the country. How often should I visit home to get the best of both? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. So what do you think? I mean, leaving home, was it a great decision?
Oh, for me, it was the best thing of all time.
Yeah.
I grew up in Kentucky, dude.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I should have stayed on.
I don't know. But I'm just saying.
I could have been in charge of that coal mine now.
Yeah, you could have ran that down.
Of course it was great to leave.
But you understand
of course.
There's people that we have a lot of high school listeners, and they're wondering, I'm afraid to leave my friends, you know, and I get that. But it's all bullshit.
I actually think there's not a right or wrong answer to this. It really just depends on who you are, how close home is.
Yeah.
Who like how I'll just say this: the more the longer you stay on the titty, the more it inhibits your growth.
That's great advice. And the longer you stay home and you have your mom doing your laundry and your friends that you never really had to try and make, you're losing social skills. And I think the other thing is, if they're really your friends in high school, they're going to always be your friends. You're going to come right back into it. They're always
going to
be
confused.
There.
So his friends aren't going to college. He's the one guy going to college?
I guess
they're
he's just going to
there?
A different town and he'd have
just,
to come.
Just go home like at normal times. It breaks. Thanksgiving.
I always hate. I went away. I went
spring
to Penn,
break.
I went to Penn State and I'm from Boston. And I always couldn't stand that chick who'd be like, I just go home every weekend. And you're like,
oh,
you're
dude.
Fucking Penn State. Like, what is wrong with you? Give it a chance. Give it a more than a week to make a couple friends.
Well, granted, it was Penn State.
Yeah.
I was probably afraid of the showers.
Oh, yeah.
But at a normal school, I'm with you.
Yeah, at Stay any other there. School, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you got to give college
especially the beginning. Because, like, the first 2 months, all social barriers are down, all constructs are down. Yep. They'll solidify eventually, and you're going to have to be in the group that you end up picking.
That you picked.
Right. But early on, that's how you make all kinds of different friends. You kind of find your space. If you spend that time at home, you're the weirdo left out person who
totally.
Doesn't have any friends.
And you're missing out. And I think there's like, remember, like there was, I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I always like, you got to act in the situation. You can't act like you're better than other people. And kind of going home is like that. You go home, you're like, well, these guys don't look like my friends at home, and they're awesome. You know,
my home friends are way cooler than you.
Yeah, way cooler than you guys. It's like, yeah, it's like the guy who met his girlfriend at camp. We don't believe it. Okay.
Right.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, when you go,
my girlfriend's Canadian.
Yeah,
she's real hot.
Yeah, she's a supermodel, I swear to God. You know, right. So
in Toronto.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, when you get to college or when you get to a new situation, don't be the guy that's like, oh, you're not allowed to, freshmen aren't allowed to have cars. I brought my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to be in your car. They don't even fucking know you or they're using you.
No.
So give, when you go home from go home during the home times.
Yeah.
Fall break, Christmas vacation, spring break. Go home during those times and spend the time with your friends. And listen, if they're your real friends, if you really have something in common with them, my best friends in the world, whenever I go see them again, it's like days have passed.
Exactly.
You know, the stories are the same. The ball busting's the same. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how old you get.
No.
Those are your good friends. Mm-hmm. And if you come back and you're like, boy, so-and-so's changed a bunch, it just means you were on the same neighborhood as them and you had to be friends, and that's the only reason you were friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Tucker Max here. Pumped to have him here. Best friend. Shalom, J-Train. Everyone, for some reason.
Fucking Jews.
Fucking Jews.
Do you know I'm 25% Jew? I found that.
You are?
I did 23andMe, found out I'm 25% Ashkenazi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew I felt a little family connection here.
I thought you were dirty Italian.
Yeah, this is sad. I get Greek, Italian. Somehow, it was mentioned that I'm Jewish. I've never even, like, told Jew. It's not like I came here and was like, reading the Torah on this thing, and people have jumped onto me being Jewish on this podcast.
You should carry a little satchel that says Secret Jew Gold on it.
A little change purse.
That would be amazing.
That's how we attract other Jews. That's how that's how you got here.
It's like a pitch. It's too high for any of the Gentiles to hear.
Like the dog whistle. Yeah, right. Love the podcast. Need your advice.
I have my Jew whistle. Could you imagine?
A Jew whistle. It's just a change purse.
Right.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
At a real high frequency.
And then you just go into, we're on the Upper West Side, so a lot of Jews live here. You just see a lot of like really religious Jews just look up, like those animals.
Yeah, right.
Like, what are those, those meerkats?
Yeah,
they just
right.
all meerkat. Love the podcast, need your advice. I had sexual relations with another freshman that goes to my college 1 to 2 months ago. It was a one-time...
Sexual relations?
Listen, man.
What is this, F. Lee Bailey?
It was a one-time deal. We're both cool with that. However, I would very much like to get down with her best friend slash roommate, and he puts in parentheses, she's hotter. The girl I'm trying to get with now is sending out some I do you vibes, and he puts in parentheses, she's being a nice person to me. Yeah, that's all you need.
She doesn't curse me openly, so he thinks...
Probably wants to fuck.
This kid would have banged the dancing chick.
Yeah, this kid definitely.
She hasn't spit in my face.
Yeah.
Game's still on.
She looked in my general direction. I guess we're fucking now. I hope she doesn't want a boyfriend. I hope she doesn't want a long-term relationship. How do I go about this situation and get to my end goal? Because we both know this dick ain't sucking itself. Thanks. How does he get with the hot roommate when he's already had sexual relations?
This ties back to a question we asked earlier. Has he talked about fucking the roommate, like, openly? I mean, I assume he spent the night there or whatever, but how discreet has he been about it?
Well, he emailed a podcast and telling all of our listeners that he's done that, so I'd say he probably kept it to himself. He hasn't said a word to it. I'm sure he's told his mom, his dad, his grandma, his brother, his dog.
Hey, Granny, I fucked this girl in 6F.
Sexual relations. Great. That's why he's calling it that. Grammy was like, you don't have to say fucking in front of me, son. Clean it up. What do you think? Have you ever gotten with a friend of a girl that you've already hooked up with?
I slept with sisters who lived together.
Sisters who lived together?
I went literally from one to the other in like 3 days.
Tell that story.
There's not much to it. I fucked one, and then I fucked the other.
Oh, my God, that's so hot.
It's not such an amazing story.
Oh, my God, that's it?
The one I hooked up with first, I'm like, I'm going to fuck your sister. She's like, no, that'll make me mad. I'm like, listen, it's going to happen. I can tell you already the way we interact. And it was one of those ones where it was like the sisters were always competing. So it was that was easy, right? And so she's like, no. And then like, I forget. I mean, it wasn't even, there's not a good story. It's like, I went up there, it's just like, hey, let's like.
Well, looking back, what do you think was the reason that you could pull such a move? You were just like, I'm a fucking bulldozer. I'm going to run through this.
It's funny, dude. People, guys ask me this all the time. How do I get with this girl? And I'm like, does that girl like you? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you don't get with that girl.
Yeah.
You go with the girl who does like you.
Well, it's like, it's like a running back. Take the hole that's open.
Exactly. Exactly. It's sort of, it's like, that's, you know. It's throwing to a receiver. Don't throw to the guys who are triple covered. Throw to the ones that's open.
Yeah.
So how do you get, how do you fuck sisters? Find sisters who are competitive and who both think you're attractive.
Yes.
Well, then, it seems then there's no work. It's just water going downhill.
Just go with it.
It's easy.
But also keeping your mouth shut is like a best practice.
Generally works well. The more discreet you are, the more the women around will understand, if I am even thinking about fucking him, I can know that if I do fuck him, I am not going to be slut-shamed by my female friends.
I think this also goes back to the idea of, like, listen, this isn't your responsibility. Like, you're not here to be the janitor of their friendship. Right. You know, like, if you had sex with one and you're totally cool with each other, don't bring it up. Don't go in with mouth diarrhea. Be like, I know I fucked your friend, but I want to fuck you. And then, you know, like, you just
what
ended
do I do?
It.
What do I do?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're just sitting there waiting for shit to happen. That's why Lawrence Maroney doesn't play for the Patriots anymore. He would dance in the backfield looking for holes. He didn't just hit the hole.
You know? All right, here's a great story. I forget. Someone told me this, and it's probably well known. I bet you know it. But you know the old bull, young bull story?
Do tell.
Okay, so two bulls. Standing on top of a hill, an old bull and a young bull. And there's like 100 cows in the field below. And the young bull's all excited. He's like, come on, let's run down there and fuck one of those cows.
Yeah.
And the old bull looks at him and he shakes his head. He said, no, let's walk down there and fuck them all. So that's the same thing with like roommate. Like if you try and force this, probably not going to work.
Yes.
Right? So just be cool. Hang out with her. Be a guy that she's attracted to.
Yeah.
And then let it happen when it's going to happen.
Let it go. And and
walk down there and fuck them all.
Walk down there and
instead of running down there and fuck one of them.
Yes. I totally. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. You guys are getting this shit for fucking free.
I mean, it took me a decade to learn this.
Yeah, but this is why you're here.
If I knew this at 23, God.
Oh, man.
I'd have been dangerous.
So much herpes.
I got there eventually.
Yeah,
don't worry.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. I think this is a good question. We're going to bring this one up. Tupper Max here. Pumped to have you here, man. This is very cool. Jared, I'm a college student. During welcome week, I lowered my standards with a Tinder tub.
That's a good term.
Tinder tub.
I have not heard of that. Yeah,
that's a first for me, too.
That's good.
That lives in my dorm. I just want to make t-shirts that say Tinder tub.
You're just a big dude. It would fit you.
Yeah, I could bring it on. I was drinking that day, the day away like it was nothing. In short, I got more trash than ever before, and I banged this girl with an area code so low she could be Alexander.
212, baby. That's Manhattan.
There it is. She's a Manhattan. She could be Alexander Graham Bell's neighbor. Well,
it's not bad. 001.
Well, a couple weeks ago, she showed up at my buddy's party after we'd been drinking since the tailgate. I didn't remember her name and haven't had any contact with her since that night. She walked up, started talking around me and some friends. My drunk mind said, bro, act like you don't know this trash can. Oh, God. And so I did. She was obviously pissed, and I quickly left that area of the party. She is not known on campus and not in the house. I see her time to time, just look past her at my phone. Noted that I do regret the shit show of sex with this beanbag. Oh, this is a mean email. And since
it's funny, but it's also horrifically
horribly mean. And since welcome week, I have lost a good 40 pounds of fat.
Oh, she has.
Now he has. Now he's talking about how good he looks now.
That's amazing. So he was a fatty too.
Yeah. So he's talking shit. Did I pull the right move? How would you have handled it?
It's not a good move to treat women like they're not human.
Yeah. I'm gonna be against that move. I understand. He's like, what do I do? What do I do? I'll just act like it never happened.
I get it. I've done it too.
Yeah,
I've
done that.
I'm not trying to be judgmental. Yes.
And absolutely. I'm sure he feels in his heart of hearts, in his cold, black hole heart, I'm sure there's an ounce of regret that's within him. Because I've done this, and I felt regret.
That's the reveal in this email, is that he was a fat tub of shit, too.
And he...
So they were just two fucking beanie babies rolling again, trying to find the wet spot with
each other. Couple of bean bags. looking for a hole.
I lost 40 pounds and now I can shave
now,
her good.
Yeah, now I'm going to fucking talk shit and act like I don't know her. Listen, here's the thing with any hookup that you might regret. The move is to act like you're very happy it happened. Never show that regret.
Just don't even talk about it.
Don't talk about it. Yeah, just don't bring it up.
If your standard thing is, I don't talk about girls. If a girl wants to talk about it, I don't confirm or deny.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the White House spokesman. I can neither confirm nor deny.
You're just being, and when she, if she was to ever confront you about it, you could be like, listen, just don't, I don't like to talk about this.
Right. Then you can flip that.
Flip the
like,
script.
I'm not the type of person who likes to talk about other people's business. Maybe you are. I'm just not like
listen,
that.
And if it can't, that's the thing. You should have seen her and been like, hey, this is my friend so-and-so. Like, you should have been introducing her, trying to get her laid with other guys. Like, let that be their mistake, too.
Hey, one man's Tinder tub is another man's beanbag.
There's an ass for every seat.
There's some guy who's drunk.
So, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, she will then go to her friends and be like, yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a nice
guy. I'm happy that happened. She's going to be your best referral source. You know, and she's going to have a friend that, you know, 10 years down the line, you might meet at a party and you'll go, oh, I know that girl. And she'll go, yeah, we hooked up once, but he's a really good guy.
It took me so long to understand that girls had friends and that they talked to each other.
Oh, yeah.
As obvious as that is, when I was this guy's age, I was probably 10 times worse. And I would be like, oh, what does it matter? Nothing exists outside of my mini little universe. People are just things that I interact with. They don't have their own lives. I wasn't thinking this consciously, obviously, but I was thinking like him, like, what consequence could there be of treating this girl like trash? She can't have any friends.
Your only consequence at this age is, are my buddies going to give me shit? Is really what he's thinking.
I didn't even care about that at the time. I was worse. That's what I'm saying. I'm probably worse than him.
Well, I'm saying for him,
most guys are
if everyone knows about this now, I'm like the big loser who fucks the fat. But at the same time, you're the one coming. Guys respect that more than they do anything else.
It depends on the guy.
What do you mean?
Well, there's groups of guys. You know what's weird is I found that it seems like the more... the guys who are really obsessed with how attractive the girls are that their buddies hook up with are like the most latent homosexuals.
They never hook up. They're like the
ones who are always real they're always the ones you're a little wondering about.
Yes,
you know?
I totally agree with that.
Like that's something, but that's a dynamic, and there are a lot of guys who are very much into like that's the only thing they measure themselves by is how hot do my friends think this girl is.
Well, that's the thing, and I always think like. I'm like, what kind of fun are you having? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm with you.
Your kisses must be so clean, is what I think. Like,
must just be a joy to hang out.
Yeah, your makeouts must be horrible.
I mean,
I'm making out like a fucking, a wet mop head.
You look like a sloppy rock.
Oh, I'm bringing it all in. I'm coming in licking lips.
A wet mop head.
Yeah, you're going to walk away like you were with a Saint Bernard, you know? I'm just saying, like, and to me, that's fun. I think, like, this guy, like, if you're just open and cool and, yeah, it happened, but, like, whatever, you know, you're just a more, you know, I think you're an elevated guy at that point.
I mean, being honest, open and honest is always better than not. And then the best thing above that is just not talking about anyone's business.
Totally agree.
Because then it's like you have the air of mystery around you. Then it's like, I just don't confirm or deny. And guys will break your balls, but they don't really know. Mm-hmm. And women are like, what a cool guy. He doesn't kiss and tell, whatever.
It only works in your favor. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Tucker Max.
But dude, the other thing you talk about, the social proof thing, is really important.
The
guys,
what's this?
Women have friends and women talk, and it's a big deal.
Yes.
Like, it took me about a decade,
you know,
to understand this. Like, I used to, it's sort of like, think about it like marketing. If you do a shitty job and you got to go out and earn each new client new, it's a lot of fucking work, right?
Yes.
But if you do an amazing job, and then other people are going to refer other people.
Exactly.
You can think of women the same way. Not directly, but just as a metaphor, right?
Totally.
Like, if you're... it doesn't even matter if you're good and better. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, if one woman likes you because you're a good person, it's going to help you, if not with her, then with her friends.
Totally. And that's not to say you can't, like, go ball bust with your buddies. It's just, like, how you act in public. Like, you should be respectful and, like, look her in the eye and be like, hey... It's great to see you. This is my friend. Just introducing someone is like the nicest, most adult thing you can do.
In the most general way, the cooler you are with people, the better you're going to do in all aspects.
Yeah.
And that includes sex.
I used to sell life insurance. So, yeah, I would cold call all the time.
Yeah.
And you would cold call and you'd meet these people at their office. Right. And you would go to the office and they would be like, hey, what, you know, who are you? What can you help me with? And the cold call would take forever to close. Like, to close that deal, you'd have to go meet with them 100 times because, you know what? They got to gain trust. You came out of a phone call out of the sky.
Yeah.
They have no idea. But then, the minute they liked you,
all their friends.
All wanted to get involved. Oh, what do you got? And they'd be like, yeah, you got to meet the, you know, you'd be like, hey, listen, I just want to meet some of your friends. Maybe they need term life insurance. Like an easy sell. Uh-huh. Which should have been an easy sell for them became the easiest one for the person that they gave to you next. So it's a lot the same with the hookup. You know, if that one girl was like that cold call.
Right. Now don't think it's not exactly like marketing, but the idea is the same.
Totally.
If you're a good person and people like you, then it's much then they're going to talk about you in a good way to other people, and that's triple true with girls.
This brings us to our next email, because I like where we're going. True. Cheat or not to cheat? So now we're going to get into the muck. Sup, Jared Freed's on dick. I don't know what that means. I'm a junior at a shitty D3 school in Texas, loving every minute of it. Enough pillow talk. Here's my deal. There's this female at my work, 786. For clarity's sake, let's call her Kim. Kim and I have been really hitting it off, and I know without a doubt that she's down to get nasty. If her working with me was not problem enough, I have a girlfriend of 2 years, 877. So she's a 786.
I gotcha. Right.
877. Now, before you all get up on your high horse and start calling me the degenerate frat star that I am, let me give you some backstory. After this year, my girlfriend will be attending grad school, most likely in some other state. We have already been having talks about how this probably won't work. Here's my question. Do I take him to Pound Town, knowing that my girl might find out, or do I remain faithful and let the relationship die on its own? I would really appreciate
the
advice.
What about the third option? Break up with your fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, that's
the... And go fuck the other girl. It sounds like that... I mean, it seems like he's trying to rationalize keeping... There's no way to rationalize bad behavior. Just be like, this is what this is. It's bad behavior.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
let's
yes.
not pretend it's not cheating.
Yeah.
And he tries to rationalize it by saying, oh, we're eventually going to break up, so it's okay to cheat now. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I agree. I mean, it's it's going to happen in the future. What you do... The only way to do it that you're not being the biggest dickhead in the world, but you're being a small dickhead...
Right.
I call it the hookup alley-oop. Okay? Here's what you do. I think he just keeps the flirt game going. When the, you know, you just, in the relationship, you have this girl that, like, messages you or is texting you, and you don't say yes or no to anything. You don't say no.
Right,
you don't say, you don't bring, you're just nice, keep it cool, and then the minute you, and that's you alley-ooping to your future single self.
Throwing it off the backboard.
Exactly. So now you handle shit with your girlfriend. Obviously, it takes time to end a relationship. Whatever amount of time it takes, you get out. And then when it's out, you slam dunk that chick. That's the move. I mean, and right now you're doing
it. And by the way, that means you're not a lying cheater if you do that.
Exactly. All you are is a guy who is really
just
worried about
the table set.
Yeah, who's really worried about the texts that come into his phone. That's the only thing that you are at that point.
I mean, no, like, seriously, that's fine. That's totally fine. But
that's
like,
the move.
There's not.
But there's also not rationalizing bad behavior.
There's no way to rationalize bad behavior. It just is what it is.
Totally agree. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Tucker, thank you so much for coming on and answering these emails. This has been amazing. Guys, all of you, get involved with Tucker's new book, Mate, Become the Man Women Want. We're going to be right back with some shout-outs, hypotheticals, and the news. We'll be right back. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta lay in it. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Tucker, thank you so much.
Of course, sir.
You answering the emails. Mansamp, you're going to come on. We're going to do some hypotheticals and the news.
Yep.
Before we get into that, guys, keep sending those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I'm doing some shows. I'm going to be in Syracuse tomorrow night, and then I'm going to be Boston, and then New York City this weekend, and then Philly, D.C., and Virginia Tech. So go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. Also, Stand Up New York Labs, we're here above the comedy club. You can go to standupny.com, use the promo code TFM, get free tickets to any show here at the club. Us Jews call that a deal. You should get involved in that. Also, you can go to standupnylabs.com, check out all the great podcasts they're producing here. A lot of cool stuff going on here. Also, iTunes, all that stuff. It really helps us out. If you go on iTunes, give us a rating, a comment. It really pumps up. This podcast really helps to support. Those are my announcements, right? Also, I'm doing more colleges in the spring. If you want me to come to your college, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Harry Schmuckler.
That's not his name.
That's my college booking agent. Harry.
That's a pseudonym. You made that up.
No, that's my guy. That's gotta get with the schmucks. Harry, you need a new
Schmuckler.
Guy? I can get you involved. Harry Schmuckler@gmail.com. Email him. I'm coming to a bunch of schools out west in the spring, so get an email into him. Also, let's do some shout outs. What's up, Yahweh Train? Keep rocking the podcast, bro. Namath, shout me out. K Frick 24. KFRI.
That's not a name. That's a screen name.
Yeah,
you
these are random things. These are Snapchat names. This is people want shits and tits. This is what we were talking about before. KFRICKE 24 sends lots of tits and a few shits. Thanks, fucker. Shout out to the White Rock Rowing Team for reinventing the word bougie to describe some fuck shit. Okay,
what up, Jake? What the fuck is White Rock?
I don't know. I've never even heard of that school.
Slippery Rock. I've heard of that.
What up, Jay Frock? To keep it short, 19 rising bodybuilder about to undergo a 12-week transformation in order to shape a killer competitive physique.
You know, we have a real like positive audience. Everybody's rising,
trying to do
top
shit.
Top tier.
Anyways, I'll be documenting the process on my new Instagram, blin.fit, over the next 3 months, as well as a compile a future YouTube video documentary. Kind of gay, I know, but it's an important tactic to promote yourself in this industry.
Oh, nothing gay about bodybuilding at all. Yeah, nothing gay about oiling yourself down, shaving every hair off.
He's talking about the YouTube video.
Naked.
He wasn't. No, the bodybuilding's not gay at all. He's talking about the YouTube video that's coming out. So if I could let your listeners know I'm about to my new Instagram, a follower, just give it a peek. Yeah, sure. I always listen to y'all overseas. I'm from a small country in Central America. I'm also your Latina listener. Shout out my Snapchat, BALICIA_06.
Is that her?
No, this is a girl for the news story.
Oh, okay.
Sup, Jobin.
I was gonna say, you sure that's not a dude?
I asked for a shout out a while back, and you delivered on Apathy is the Worst Halloween Costume Pod. So thank you. But I was an idiot and forgot to put my Twitter handle in the email. It was only three attaches that went along with it. So it's his Twitter is Today's Offense.
So what, his Halloween costume was Apathy?
No, that was the name of the episode. That Apathy.
That would be a funny Halloween costume.
If you did it right. It's just the idea of just not caring at all.
Well, right,
on
you have
Halloween.
To just dress the way you normally dress. What are you? I'm Apathy.
Jay Dizzle really wanted good. To see if I could get a Snapchat. Shout out the podcast. Got me through grad school, unemployment, and now the mind-numbing public sector. Snapchat is N. Grembowski. Just like any other guy, I would appreciate a few platers of rack in my kick. I don't know what the fuck that means. Kick? Do you use kick?
I have no idea.
Swag nerd. JRH, okay. Need a Snapchat shout out for my boy Matt Hervey. MATTHERVEY. He's an awesome dude, and I want to ruin his day with a bombardment of shit pics. All right, there we go. So, guys, thank you.
Send your poop to Matt Hervey.
There you go. Send a bunch of poop to that dude. Guys, you can send in your shout outs. Just title your email shout out, and I'll read it on the air. Let's do some Would You Rather. We have one Would You Rather.
Shoot.
This week. You ready?
Yeah.
Dearest J-Train guest and Mansamp, got a would you rather for you. Would you rather never be able to take a piss in a urinal or never be able to take your phone, tablet, newspaper, book, or anything with you whenever you take a shit? Keep in mind, for the urinal one, you'd have to wait for the stall at every crowded bar you go to, where there's usually just one stall, maybe two tops. And every guy in there would look at you weird when there's clearly three urinals open in front of you, but you just can't pee there. For the shitting one, you can no longer enjoy your shit, a time I hold sacred and necessary to get me through my day, especially work shits, where you're essentially just browsing the web while pooping and getting paid for it. Guess what I'm doing right now? Anyways, thanks. Love the podcast. Hope you read this one on the air. What do you think? What do you do?
I would definitely take the no phone in the toilet.
You would?
Yeah, I'm an adult. I don't need to have my time occupied incessantly or I'm going to go nuts.
No, I totally disagree. Yeah.
I totally disagree. You're in there reading the creams and shit?
I don't.
You ever read the back of a toothpaste when you forget your phone?
Like I just, you can do other things. To me, it's way worse than not be able to piss in a stall.
That's way worse to you.
Oh, way worse.
What's the reason?
Because I think he actually nailed it. You got to fucking wait for the shitters. It's awful.
And you also
should have spiced this up where you should have been you have to pee sitting down or you have to.
I think that's really what it. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. I mean, you don't literally have to, but that would have been a better one. Yeah. If it's like, you have to pee sitting down or something else.
So what would you do? Pee sitting down or no phone?
No, then I would probably do, I'd still do no phone because I'm not going to be peeing sitting down.
I'm peeing sitting down. I don't even care. Right?
I mean, I don't
think
I've ever peed
sitting
down in public.
So you want to go to a bar bathroom and pee sitting down.
Sometimes that's a good break.
Ugh.
Get a good seat when you're at a crowded bar. You know how hard it is to sit in a bar? Hop in place?
No, that's half the reason that I work out a lot is so that if I ever have to shit some at a bar bathroom, I can just squat, no problem. I can go in a half squat.
Go half squat.
And I can maintain it for 20 minutes.
You don't sit fully on the toilet ever?
At a bar bathroom?
Listen, man.
Oh, why don't I just eat off the floor? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm sitting.
No.
I don't shit at a bar.
I'm
home.
Leaning back.
I'm
on
over.
Yeah, why don't I just fucking go down on a hooker?
I publicly shit a lot. And I'll recline. I'll go bubble my back against the silver part. Really, Tucker Max?
No.
This is mind-blowing to me.
I'm not putting my... you don't know what's been on that seat. You can usually see piss everywhere, so you know that. Actually.
Yeah, I wipe it up. I turn into the cleaning lady for a couple minutes.
I think we just broke news here.
This is breaking news.
You're making me sick.
This is going to be in the ESPN crawl today.
No, I mean, I'll shit in, you go to a nice hotel, the lobby. Like, if you ever need to shit and walk around New York City, just find a nice hotel, you go in the lobby bathroom. Yeah, it's always great. I'll sit on that. That's fine, because people aren't... Drunk idiots aren't pissing all over
that
toilet.
Give me your ratio. Public bathrooms, you're taking a shit.
Right.
What percentage are you sitting
at this point?
Squatting?
I don't go to a lot of places where I need to squat.
Yeah.
But let's say 5 years ago, I was probably 60-40 to non-squat to squat. So 40% of the time, I'd be squatting.
So 40% squat rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I mean, I'll sit completely. That's fine. But I'm very careful to not let my dick touch the rim or anything.
I'm 100% sitting. 100%. That little 100% emoji, that's me.
Yeah.
We're shitting and sitting down. Let's do some news.
This is our weekly dose of somebody getting offended by something. It comes up every week.
This is news from Total Frat Move, from the site they've reported on.
Yeah, right.
A barista wrote a flirty message on the side of a girl's cup, and she was flattered. But the internet, but the internet was outraged by this.
No, not the internet. Certain people.
Well, sure. A percentage
three people
internet.
That got reported on. That's what pisses me off. And you ever see those things on Yahoo where they're like, the internet has gone crazy about this?
And it's four tweets.
Four tweets from people with 100 followers.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, then who even listens to these people?
No one.
What did he write on the cup?
This is even better. There's a Facebook group called Shit London where people post stuff that, here, maybe we should be outraged about this. This guy just wrote...
Maybe this is outrage.
Yeah. On the bottom of the cup, it says, careful, your beverage you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. This guy crossed out some shit, so it read, careful, you're extremely hot, to a girl who is extremely hot. Meanwhile, her quote is, it's my local Starbucks, and he's lovely. He always does it.
So what's the issue here?
She told her mom about it, being this was cute that this guy did today.
Right.
The mom posted in the Facebook group.
The mom's upset because she's an old hag that no one thinks is hot.
Probably.
Her fucking ugly, fat, disgusting mom.
Right. Meanwhile, people are pissed off about this. If this girl was handicapped or something was wrong with her, they'd be like, "Aw, that's so sweet."
Also,
she's hot though.
What else does this barista have?
Right.
You're a Starbucks barista. You're working there because they give you health insurance pretty easily for low amount of hours. That's why you're there. Give this guy a little respect to think he could get with this chick, right?
Good for him.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong
with
it, sure.
Right? What do you think of all the outrage stuff? Like, have you ever had to deal
with
that?
There's nothing more have I ever had to deal with.
What's the worst you had to deal with?
The whole thing is just ridiculous. It's just outrage porn. It's just people trying to get power over other people by being more outraged.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dynamic of sort of power now is either you have to be a victim or you have to be defending victims.
Mm.
And that's just, it's just trying to create victimization because that's the status. That's the high status.
There was a YouTube, there was a thing on Facebook the other day. I saw someone posted it and it was a girl who was an Instagram model.
Right.
That's now mad, didn't know what she was getting into. And wrote this whole long thing.
How dare you objectify me?
Exactly. After she put herself out there and got millions of likes and got things out of that. I think what we forget, and the part that makes me the most mad, is that likes and favorites and retweets, that is a value to people. We want to say that it isn't because it sounds insane, but people get off to those things.
Well, you know what I always say to those people is like, oh, that's so great. You got 100 likes for your photo. I bet your dad loves you now. And they get all upset.
That's not what it's about. I'm Everyone like, should comment 100%
that. 100% what it's
Everyone
about.
Should comment that on
this on this girl's Instagram account. Yeah, I bet your dad loves you now. Every time, just thousands of times.
Was there ever like an outraged person that you got in contact with? Did they ever like
everyone? No, those people don't want actual human interaction. It's just they just need something to display to the world how great they are because they're mad about some nonsense.
But it's got
to
be strange though. You when you started this, you know, this whole thing, mm-hmm. like you never. That was never even out there.
It didn't occur to me that this was like...
It didn't even exist.
Dude, my writing started as emails I sent to my friends to yeah. make them laugh. Like, the craziest thing to me was I thought everyone had stories like this. You know? Like, and a lot of people do, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of people who are like, I don't know if I believe this. I'm like, what do you not believe? The time where I threw up on myself or the time where I shit myself? Yeah. What exactly is hard for you
Who's going
to
out bragging about right. these things?
Well, I don't know. If you have sex with women that you just meet, I'm like, what fucking world do you live in, yeah. asshole? Because I'm not even that good at it. You know? Like, the guy, and they're like, the experience of people is so broad and diverse, and most people don't even have the sort of understanding that their experience is not like other people's.
Well, it's also interesting what you're saying is that, you know, that people don't believe it because they think that you started this out of a need for...
The only
you know,
people who don't believe it are the ones who have not done it in their own lives.
Yeah.
The people who have done it in their own... It's funny. I would usually at the beginning, I would get two reactions. Oh, this is lame. My friends and I do better shit.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well then go write it down and sell millions of copies.
Yeah.
Or the other reaction is, none of this could possibly be true. This is outlandish nonsense. And those were generally the Asperger's like weirdos.
Yeah.
So it's like half people are like, this is so lame. This is a Tuesday for me. And the other are like, this could never happen.
Somewhere
like,
what
the fuck is wrong with
and
you?
Somewhere in the middle, the buyers exist.
Right, exactly.
You know, that want right. in. Let's do the next story.
Study says all women are either bisexual or gay, but never totally straight.
I
tell that to my wife.
How has that happened that where they could report? I hate these reports. Yeah. I hate these like studies.
They're just made up.
How do
it's
we get rid? How about the person that's been posting the alcohol is good for you thing for the past 10 years?
Red wine.
Wine is so, but you know the people that post
right,
it.
But it's like
we
half
found
a
out
glass
tequila
a night.
Is good for you, and you're like, can you just stop posting this? like someone's reading this and be like, I guess I'm on the tequila diet. Like, what are these people? How haven't we gotten past the point where this is a revelation that somehow a poll could be spewed in some way to make it sound like, you know what else is good for you? Eating
water.
Plastic. You can have one plastic a day. What, you eat one bottle a day.
Helps clean the ocean.
What is the study? I mean,
they studied, surveyed 345 women who identified as either straight or gay. But they paid attention to like where their eyes went when they were watching certain types of porn, and they were looking at.
Doesn't mean they're into women.
Well,
that's
whether
not
their
how
pupils
women...
dilated and things like that.
No. Women measure status by other women. That's like, you know, the saying: men dress for women and women dress for women.
Yes.
It's the same thing. That's why they were staring at the women. It was about social status.
It's about where do I rank up?
Right, exactly. About, it doesn't necessarily mean they're attracted or not.
Yeah, I mean, the bi thing. I don't know. I think they're just too much of a pussy to be the full lesbian. You know, like they're just go for it. You know, you can do it.
See, I love the bisexual girls.
I mean, I'm fine with
less
it.
Less work.
Yeah,
it's great. Oh, they bring girls over. It's like, oh, this is so easy. But then it became more work because like you got to fuck both of them. I lived with a bisexual girl for a while. Like
really?
We kind of dated, and then she would bring girls home all the
but
time.
But what was it?
Like,
the weather? Like is it like is it like when someone has a plate in their leg and it itches when a storm
she's
comes?
Attracted to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So she would bring over girls and you'd be like, okay, I'm in for this.
And sometimes the girls wouldn't want to sleep with me, which is like fine. And then most of the time though they would. But it got to be exhausting after a while. It's like, oh God, I gotta fuck two girls again tonight, which sounds ridiculous. I know. I promise you.
What was exhausting?
It was just that like, it's like, ugh, it's sort of like you basically become like, you become like a stud horse. You know, it's just like.
You're just there to come.
The dream at 19.
Yeah.
It becomes the reality at 29, and then it's just like, this was really cool for 3 months, and now it's just fucking exhausting.
Yeah, and then like when you come, the little flag comes out that's like,
right. It's like
bam.
You're done, and it's like fall over, right? It's like, all right, enough.
You start coming dust. It's like, it's enough already.
Enough.
It's kind of like when you get in like a serious relationship and you're like, you have one of those days where it's like, we're just going to spend all day like sitting in this bed and having sex. And by the end, you're like, get away from me. It's enough. I can't do it. Okay. Let's go to the next story.
This is the last one. I just like this one because it's not a great story necessarily. But Paul Ryan is the new Speaker of the House. He is pissed that John Boehner used to incessantly smoke in his new office. He smoked so much that they have to like pull the carpet out and get like a detoxifying machine. And, all this stuff.
And he's pissed.
Yeah,
well, because he's angry.
All his shit is just going to smell like cigarettes. It's so bad in there that they have to like change the entire environment.
He looks like the type of guy like
Boehner, especially.
Yeah, he likes a cig.
That dude is a definition of a country club Republican.
Yeah.
So they said he just smoked like all during meetings and everything, which can't even be allowed in most places. But he would just, they were like, if it was a stressful meeting, we were like, we're fucked today because he's just going to smoke.
But Ryan looks like the guy that runs ultra marathons and then walks by people smoking outside and goes, like just to let them know he's mad, you know, like puts it out there. Like he looks like that type of dickhead.
No.
We're dealing with two dickheads and we have to come
spectrum.
To the middle, you know, at some point. That's
different
usually stuff. What these things are. I don't know. We treat smokers like shit. I've been thinking about this a lot. I've been talking about this a lot lately.
Yeah.
We treated smokers so badly that they're now e-cigarette smokers and they're blowing that shit like fucking douchebags.
Right, which is weird.
They're just trying
worse,
to come back at us with some fucking thing we don't know.
I called, I forget if it was an Uber or a Lyft. It had to have been a Lyft because this dude shows up and it's like I got the high-end one. And like I thought the car like had a hole in the muffler because there was like smoke coming out of it, right? And I open the door, and it's like it kind of has this weird smell. And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with your car, man? He's like, oh, sorry, dude. That was just my e-cig. And I was like, I shut the door, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, take your hippie ass home.
I was so it had to have been Lyft, obviously.
Yes. Oh, that's they don't think there's something in that
like
shit.
He was hotboxing the... Yeah. His own car, and I'm like, you're going to pick people
isn't
up.
Isn't this a job?
It's traveling in a bed.
People are paying you for this.
Yeah, you're supposed to create an experience.
Or just transport without fucking me having to inhale all your nonsense.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending those emails. Keep telling your friends, spreading the word. If you're a new listener here, you came because you're a Tucker fan. Thank you for getting involved. Hopefully you'll keep listening again. Keep spreading the word to your friends and family. Tucker, thank you for coming on, man. This
course,
was fantastic.
Man. My pleasure, dude.
So awesome. You can go get Tucker's book, Mate, Become the Man Women Want. Thank you so much. Such great advice. This is an all-timer. I do appreciate
it. Yeah, it was really fun.
Chris, thank you for bringing the news, doing hypotheticals. You can find Chris on Twitter @ManSamp. He has the Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Freed. You can find me, JTrain56, on all platforms. We will be here next Tuesday, as we are every Tuesday. And thank you, and keep telling your friends. Goodbye.